Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Joniak, the voice of your Chicago Bears.
Week 17's arrival blows in the Green Bay Packers and a matchup that we've all been waiting for all week long, and a chance to secure an NFC playoff spot, a wild card as the 7th seed, maybe even the 6th seed. Trubisky on the take and the turn. Montgomery sliding for the goal line, and he is down near the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Snap, play fake, got a throw. Rodgers in a tight pocket. Throwing middle of the end, nope, he's got it for the touchdown. Crossing from right to left, the touchdown made. And it's Tanyan's 11th touchdown catch of the year. Blitz by Shelley, throwing down the middle of the field. He beats his man, Scantling to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. And a touchdown, snap back Rodgers with time, backpedaling in the middle of the end zone, open, touchdown Green Bay. Daphne, 20 to 10 Green Bay. Sumpy lost the tight end. Snap, hat off Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones untouched into the end zone, up the middle between the hash marks, to the end zone for the touchdown. Snap is back for man, a rush with time, throwing in the middle, and it's intercepted. Plucked out of the air by Adrian Amos. Amos running left to the 45, to the 40. The former Bear to the 40, to the 30-yard line, and steps out of bounds. 3:13 to play in the game, and that will put this one in the record books.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Always a delight to talk to our buddy Jeff Joniak, brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan. Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue, or apnissan.com. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning,
Jeff.
Good morning, Mully and Haw. Good morning, fellas. Happy New Year. We missed you last week, so hopefully you guys are starting strong in 2021. Welcome to Wild Card Weekend.
That is the beauty of it, right? The Bears getting into the playoffs. Look, you know, you can't be pleased with the fact that they finished 8-8, with the fact that they didn't win when they had the chance, but it didn't matter. They got in the playoffs, and that's all that matters. And where there is life, there is hope. And now you face a team you played earlier in the year. Boy, the Bears are such a different team, Jeff. It's amazing how much the defense has kind of fallen off since that game and how much the offense has improved. And hopefully they're going to find the right balance. Nothing to lose seems to be one of the kind of sayings of the week. And hopefully they take that attitude into New Orleans and shock the world.
You have to. It's a rally cry. Indeed, you have to. Why not? And that's really the approach that they wanted to take all season long. Very aggressive approach. Be mentally tough. Play mentally tough football. Play smart football. Play tough football, period. And now they got their chance. It's a road tilt. Tough opponent. One of the best, probably the most balanced team in the National Football League. Offense, defense, and special teams. All playing at a very high level. And you got to go in there and kind of do the same game plan to me. I just think you keep the ball away from that offense because they'll bleed you to death if you let them. And the difference is if you get in the red zone, and you can against this team, believe it or not, they are not very good in the red zone. They weren't in week 8. They're not right now for whatever reason. They do everything else well, but not in the red zone or goal to go. You got to convert this time. 5 chances in the red zone, they can't be 1 touchdown. 4 goal to goals. You can't have 13 points, so you really, that's the only way you're going to win this game.
Jeff, which side of the football do you trust the most for the Bears?
Right now, I have to stick with the stars, and most of the stars are on defense. And so you got to make sure these guys are
cut loose and ready to fly. And there can be no, you know, Khalil Mack's quote of no ifs, ands, or buts is, to me, very simple and very direct and very great, because there can't be any more. I can't believe how many opportunities over the course of the season and afterwards. I'll try to tally them up. It's got to be mid-double digits of opportunities of interceptions and fumble recoveries and near sacks. It has to be, because this team has been snake-bitten in that area. And it's hard to get them from these great quarterbacks, and they played plenty, and it's very difficult to do that against Drew Brees. But somehow they got to get after him and force these mistakes, and maybe these guys, if Michael Thomas does in fact play and Kamara's playing, you know, maybe they're a little not ready to go, and they haven't played in a while, and maybe this forces them to be a little sloppy in their home gym. To me, that would be a great aspect of it. But offensively, just loving the running game, man. Just keep that thing chugging somehow, some way, to set up the rest of the offense, because they are driving the ball and they are able to score points. So, you know, they just, I guess the touchdown efficiency in the red zone is still the thing that concerns me.
Yeah, I think that's well spoken, Jeff. I also believe that when we are looking at, and I know you talked to Mitch, not only do you feel like you have a guy that, you know, he discovered something by watching, and maybe it's just himself. Maybe he was left to lean within and figure out, you know, how he was going to handle this. I can't imagine him having handled it any better. He's been real good since he's come back, and he's been a different player. Obviously, you know him a little bit and get a chance to talk to him. I heard a little bit of that, and we're looking forward to your Joniak's Journal on Sunday. But tell us what his mentality seems to be from your standpoint.
He's just totally locked in and confident. There's not one hint of any doubt. And I think I posed the question to him, is, do you have anything to prove to yourself? And there was a slight pause and a very direct, no, I don't. And he's very, very team-oriented, always has been. Everything goes to helping my guys get to where they need to go. I don't know. He's always been that way, honestly, to me. And at times it doesn't look like that on the field, a confident Mitch Trubisky. But there's a lot of other gears moving, obviously, in that story. So with him, I brought up, hey, this is pretty cool. You know, a decade from now, you're going to be sitting, you know, kids will be sitting around and your grandkids will be, hey, tell me about the old days when you were in the playoffs, the same tournament with Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees. And, you know, and your name's going to be in that mix of quarterbacks, and hopefully you pull the surprise and upset the Saints and move on to another matchup with the Packers. I mean, it's really fantasy stuff when you think about it, when you're a little kid growing up in Cleveland like he was and admiring the play of some of these people, including Drew Brees, who turns 43 years old next week, or 42 years old, one of the two. And he's just a very confident guy. And I think because he's able to speak up and explain what he feels would be best, you know, in certain cases for him and the types of changes they've made, it's all coming together that way. And, you know, you got to give credit. I keep calling them the M&M and M&M boys, like the Montgomerys, the Mitches, the Mustafers, hopefully the Millers this week. And Mooney, I mean, I don't know that he's going to play, but those guys have really shown a lot of fire, man. A lot of fire. Love it.
Hope they don't melt under the lights of the Superdome there, Jeff. You mentioned Darnell Mooney, and certainly the Bears have become more reliant on him in the passing game. Last week he was targeted, I think, 11 times. If they do have to play without him, is that just a cue for Anthony Miller to step forward? Is anybody else involved? Because it seems as if the chemistry between Trubisky and Mooney was developing, or maybe it was just Mooney becoming a better professional at the end of his rookie year.
Yeah, I mean, that kid really from the start was a professional. He approaches the game like a veteran receiver, and that's from what I have gathered from people that I've talked to and just hearing it out of his mouth. That's a guy like Montgomery who wants to be great. And those are the mindsets that are in there right now with that young Butch, and throw Cole Kmet in there as well. But it's got to be. It's got to be. It has to be, Anthony, because he's got the potential. He's got the skill set. He's got the quickness. He can do those things. You know, Mooney takes pride in the fact that the trust factor with Mitch is that he knows he'll be where he's supposed to be and to make the play. And that isn't always the case with Anthony. And so he just has to have a very dialed-in mindset about the plan. And he did a nice job against the Saints in the first matchup. He was had his best game. Most targets, most catches, most yards. But we've seen what he's capable of. He hasn't had a touchdown since the throw to the L in Atlanta. So I just know he's much more capable. And I've been pushing that a lot. But, you know, there's aspects of things. He certainly did get passed in the pecking order in terms of targets by Mooney this year. So, you know, there's a lot of fight in that kid, too. So hopefully it shows against the Saints.
You know, no one wants to talk about the kicker, especially David. But I think Well, I think when you look at this game, it's a pronounced advantage. Will Lutz, the Saints place kicker, has gone, I think, 4-8 in close games of late. He just is not in form. And, I mean, we mentioned it earlier, Cody Parkey's actually going to be kicking for the first time since the double doink. He's with the Browns. So, yeah, that's great. But I feel great about Cairo Santos. If you get to a point where it really matters, where it comes down to something like that. He kicked there in college. I mean, I feel good about their kicker, which is a weird thing to say.
Right. And I, you know, Lutz may be that figures in tight games, but he's still very, very good too. So interesting that these guys are facing off against each other because Lutz also had a very long stretch of field goals. In fact, it was 35 straight before he missed one at Soldier Field, 35 straight, best in NFL history. And this guy, as a fifth-year kicker out of Georgia State, has been really good because of the indoor stuff. Great on kickoffs. All very good on special teams. 126 points for him and one of the highest-scoring offenses in the league. And here you have Cairo Santos, also 126 points this season with an offense that has just been constantly trying to find its way and now have hit a groove, so to speak. But Santos has been a great story. What a great comeback story when you consider he was a disaster in Tennessee in one game last year, and you're probably thinking, oh, my gosh, is my career in jeopardy? But kickers find ways to get back into business, and he's healthy. And that's really the key. And he's dialed in as well, and they have used him in the way they feel is to his strengths in all aspects. And he was a big factor in tying up that game against the Saints, obviously, with a 51-yard field goal at Soldier Field with 13 seconds to go. So it is his home gym. I keep calling them gyms. I guess that's what indoor football does to me, fellas, because you know I hate indoor football. But it's a gym, and it's where Tulane played their game, so he knows maybe where all the bones are buried on that field.
Jeff, it's remarkable. It's been 14 years since the Bears last played the Saints in the playoffs, and Drew Brees was the quarterback of that team too. It went the way the Bears wanted to, 39-14. That was way back in 2006 season and 2007 playoffs, January 21st of that year. Drew Brees, this could be the last go around. I mean, what do you expect to see from him, and how important and how, I guess, even conceivable or possible is it to rattle a guy whose durability might be in question just because of the injuries he's had to overcome?
Well, he's been very good the last 3 weeks putting up points, but you bring up some excellent points. You know, maybe this is the last go-around, but a very prideful guy. Can you rattle him? Rarely. And what you just got to do, you just got to keep getting after him somehow. Even if it doesn't come home on sacks against the Saints in the first meeting, just a sack. 11 hurries, though. 11 hurries and a couple of knockdowns. So they got to increase the finish, and because he's going to get it out. He's so efficient at it, and he's just so smart, no different in that respect than Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, what the Bears will have on the field with a possible absence of Roquan Smith and still a possible absence of Buster Skrine and not sure about Jalen Johnson, you know, a lot of question marks about what they're going to have out there. But, you know, for him, unlike Rodgers, who will just pick away at a scab, they just run their offense. And they like their chances doing what they do behind that offensive line. The tackles are outstanding. Can they get interior pressure on these guys with Akeem and the fellas? Absolutely. Get your hands up. Tap the ball out of the air for a guy who's not super tall. And don't tell him he's under 6 feet tall because that'll really rev him up. you don't want that to happen. But he's just got every weapon in the cupboard, you know. Here, let me. If I want a little salt, I'll go here. I want a little pepper over here. I'm going to throw some honey on this stir fry. you name it, they've got it, and they're creative, and now they're all healthy. So they're very dangerous.
Jeff, it's always a joy. Looking forward to the broadcast. I ended up picking the Bears, and it's mainly just I don't want this to be the end of it. I want the Bears to keep going. I want that third game against Green Bay. I think it's just too much fun, and what the hell.
And Jeff, like talking about thinking. All those spices, you've been spending a lot of time in the culinary kitchen, haven't you?
Yes, I
Wow.
I have. Yeah, it's going to be another revenue stream for me as I start doing cooking shows at WBBM. Oh, sponsors.
That was a great yeah. story in the Tribune, though, by the way, on you and Tom and everything you guys have been through.
Dan Weeder wrote a very nice piece, very, very nice wordsmith right there. Yeah, that was fun to go down memory lane. There's so many. You know, it's funny because all these years, the stories you don't dwell on or think about, and all of a sudden you start talking about your life and things start popping up and you just say, oh my God, can I really say that or put that in there? Nah, I better not. it may not go over well, but yeah, a lot of things have happened in our broadcast career, no question, and you guys as well. And we'll hear you on the Bears Beat, hour number three of that postgame show, a super wild card pregame show.
Great stuff, Jeff. God bless.
All right, boys. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.